Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You are about your USC updates. I don't hear you talking about, you can't wait to talk about TCU updates.
Well, it's not the same.
Uh-huh.
It ain't
because Ryan Miller ain't down there no more. There's not what is down there at this point.
We're talking about a different caliber of player. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a different caliber of guard. It just is what.
Didn't
it
they
is.
Like 8-9 players?
Oh yeah,
in terms
of
the turnover down at TCU,
ton of dudes.
Well, hopefully for Damian Ball, that's going to mean big role early on. Hey, go win it and take it over. You know, he had that opportunity in Memphis and he didn't come through.
Well, here's the good thing for Memphis, right? Like. Two things. One is there are no excuses for Memphis not
zero.
To make the
tournament
next year. So you can't blame Wiseman. You can't blame – I mean, the only way they would – you know, the only excuse would be if they're banned. I mean, that would go right in line.
What if DeAndre Williams, God forbid, goes down to a season-ending injury in July?
I mean, yeah, obviously something like that, you know, would have a major impact.
I don't know. I still think they got enough to – I would say that team still needs to make the tournament, still needs to be top three in the AAC. As much as I love what DeAndre –
they were top three in the AAC
meant
last
to them
year.
Last
they certainly
year.
Should be the same.
That should go without saying. I mean, what were we just looking at where Memphis had the advantage? Borzello wrote it.
Yeah.
In terms of recruiting, how Memphis is tier one and everybody else in the AAC is, including Houston, down a peg. Who do you have with Houston? Cincy? Down
so,
at tier
yes.
two.
Yes.
Point was, you got all the at some point, whether you got DeAndre Williams or not, you got to come through. And so even my point of saying that, John, and like I said, knock on wood for DeAndre, you want him out there the entire season. But the point is this, there will be very few excuses that will be accepted around here for that. And Penny Hardaway knows that.
Right.
And he's putting that pressure on himself. I truly believe that's not smoke.
And the other good thing for Memphis is that they're going to play a schedule that is conducive to a good NCAA tournament resume, right? That was sort of a problem for them last year because, and again, it's because of Corona. But
part of that's why they had to stick to South Dakota, though, when others were pulling out, right,
exactly.
To try to get some decent non-conference games.
It was looking like Will Smith in that episode where the furniture's gone.
Everything in the room is gone.
Yeah, and there's Memphis.
That's like dude in that Dallas front office of yours, the gambler.
Yeah.
He's the last one left.
Or Alibob. But Memphis is playing Ole Miss. I believe that is is that a home game? I believe it starts here, right? Because it didn't happen last year. So then you got Ole Miss, you got Georgia,
sure, that's right.
Alabama, you know, which is going to have J.D. Davison. That's going to be a very fun, interesting matchup.
Well, you know who they got coaching.
That's right.
Your boy loves
Nate,
him. Who was it that told me Nate Oates? Forget Nate Oates. Musselman's better. Oh, it was Seth.
Oh, Seth Greenberg?
Remember wasn't it? When I asked him about Nate Oates and the job he's done in Alabama? Let's talk about Musselman.
Tennessee,
Nate Oates did a hell of a job there. Last year.
St. Louis at home.
Yeah, that's quality.
They got that that doo-doo preseason NIT they're in with Iowa State, Xavier, and Virginia Tech.
I said doo-doo.
I mean, that's a pretty bad field. I mean, is it not? Iowa State, Xavier, and Virginia. I mean, Iowa State has a new coach. They were one of the worst teams in college basketball last year.
They were so much garbage. Tyler Harris came home.
I mean, I guess Virginia Tech was a tournament team last year, but I don't know what they've got coming back. And then Xavier is always a decent program.
Is this year three for who's the VT coach now? Young? Is this year three for him now?
I think so.
Because he had Landers the first one. Yeah.
I think
year
you're right.
Three.
Yeah. So
they're on the upswing.
You know, not terrible.
It still ain't. It is. I don't know if I'd call it doo doo, but it's
it ain't Maui.
It's not great.
Yeah, it ain't freaking the
we like the rest of the non-con though.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job. So the good news and the upshot from Memphis
coming for you, Rick Barnes.
They got the chance. They got the chance to make the tournament with their schedule, and they need to make the tournament with their schedule. Penny closes out by saying, "We've got huge chips on our shoulder when it comes to that. That's what we're playing for." He finally acknowledges. I feel like I am trapped in a hellscape of people acting like Musa is still coming back to this damn team. You know,
well, he's dead. Yeah, they're still looking for him on the roster every day, and he's still there every day.
I mean, people held on to people held on to Musa at the time when I told y'all he was transferring. Then they're still holding on to him even after he's entered the transfer portal. I don't know what you guys need.
What does Penny say?
To move on.
It's done.
I know we lost Boogie, DJ, and Musa, and they talked last week.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He sure did say it.
So
I guess folks can stop hanging on to that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to move on, man. You got to move on. Anyway, that was interesting stuff from John Rothstein and Penny Hardaway. No outside pressure, but that's because there's a lot of internal pressure.
He feels it himself.
And
you don't need y'all's pressure.
He probably should. I mean, this is year four. This is year four.
Don't you want him feeling pressure here to win and get over the hump now than as opposed to going down in Orlando?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ain't that what you hired him for, John?
Finish the job, brother. Finish the job. That's exactly right. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Bucks Nets game six last night. We got a game seven on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. High stakes theater. We'll get into that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, here's a 12 noon code word to win $1,000. Text the word PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to 72881 right now on your cell phone. If you're driving, just as soon as you get a chance after you park, pull over and text the word PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to 72881. Got a chance to win $1,000 right now for the next 55 minutes all the way up until 1 o'clock. You can text the word PLAY to 72881 for a chance to win $1,000 with Sports Cash. And we got a fresh word coming up at 1 o'clock. Again, this hour's code word is PLAY to 72881. Good luck.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Well, 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 there will be a Game 7 between Bucks and Nets. And do you remember when we looked at this series and said, man, that thing's going to be epic? Well, Would you describe it as that so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think
the series has been epic. Epic performance from KD.
27 games. I mean,
some of these games been blowouts.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been.
Milwaukee down 40 something in one of them.
I mean, you would say Game 5 was epic, wouldn't you? Last night was not epic. No,
no.
Game 5 was epic.
KD's performance was epic.
They stormed back. That's pretty epic. They were down like 20.
But I'm asking, has the series been that? And you're still gonna say yes, even listening to my reasoning?
I mean, I think
there's been some epic moments, but
It hasn't been that.
And it's going to seven.
I mean, it hasn't been that Bulls Celtics series from way back in the day. Remember what I'm talking about with D Rose?
Giannis
and
won't even cover
Ben
KD.
Gordon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was epic.
I think it's lacked a little bit in terms of what we thought we would get now. It's funny.
Well, let's just cancel it.
No. But we've gotten to the destination we thought we would get to, that this thing could possibly go seven. The point is, though, I don't think it's been as dramatic as we thought. Some of these games haven't been close.
I both said
last night the Nets cannot get back into the game. Giannis and Middleton were aggressive enough that they kept them at bay.
Right.
But these games haven't been particularly great. KD's performance was, that comeback was, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But that's all I'm giving you.
Well, I'm sorry you're not satisfied.
Well, you know why I'm not
satisfied.
Questions,
comments,
concerns. Know why I'm really angry down deep inside, because I'd hope my Nets would have had this wrapped up already. I told you KD was going to come out with an assassin-like mentality last night. He went under the 35.5. He had 32. Realize this, though. He was trying. Man took seven more shots yesterday than he did playing all 48 minutes in a 49-point performance the game before. He was trying, what I would tell you, number one, he didn't hit enough threes, but number two, he didn't get to the free throw line. I think he just got there twice, if I'm not mistaken. So unlike that previous game, he couldn't affect the game from there. But, man, he took seven more shots. Like, he was trying to be that guy that goes over 35.5. Either way, you come up short, and you do that because Giannis set a career playoff. Excuse me, Middleton set the career playoff high with 38. Giannis added 30. And here was the deal. Giannis was playing the way Giannis should play. I can't remember if it was ESPN. Somebody put it out. Giannis' average shot distance last night was just 5.6 feet away. That's where he needs to be shooting. Shortest distance this series and of the playoffs for him in terms of average shot distance on a shot. He was getting downhill, and that's what Giannis has got to do. Had a couple of dunks in that thing that were, holy cow, that's the Giannis Antetokounmpo that we should see. And so, again, much of it due in part to Chris Middleton and him finally stepping up. The Bucks have forced a game 7. They won 104-89 last night. John, how's that going to go on Saturday night? Bucks are a slight favorite right now, like a half a point.
I mean, without Kyrie, I could see it going to Milwaukee.
And that's going to hurt my futures.
And here's the thing, like Milwaukee has been the more consistent team in this series. Now, I know that Kyrie getting injured plays a huge part in that. Harden has not played
until recently. They're the least injured.
But they have been the most consistent team, I feel like, in terms of what you can expect from them on a nightly basis. And I think because of that, like it took a historic performance from Kevin Durant to storm back and win Game 5.
Well, and from Jeff Green.
Yeah,
frankly,
and Jeff Green.
From him.
And
shooting.
And look what Jeff Green did last night, right? Jeff Green was invisible, so no. That's hopefully that will explain.
Well, you took a lot out of him. The previous game,
right?
Jeff can't do the Uncle Jeff.
He's not
going to
come in and do 27 every night. What are you going to do? Close.
That man did five. He was minus 16.
Yeah,
ooh, 5 and 6 rebounds.
Look, without Kyrie Irving, and I was told last night that Kyrie Irving is not coming back.
Oh, great. Wait a minute, you're talking about playoffs, period.
The person I talked to seemed to indicate that maybe not even for the rest of the season. You know, that it's that bad.
Well, we'll get past old either limping Philly or young Hawks. That won't be a problem if my Nets can get past the Bucks in game. So it'll be, can you beat whoever comes out of that West, particularly if it's Phoenix and a healthy Chris Paul?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I'm if Kyrie can't go, that is a blow to me.
Yeah.
It's a blow to them, more importantly.
I think they're the ones who are going to feel that more than you.
I kind of had that 105 set to the side that I was going to win.
What were you going to do with it, man? Just put it on your Amazon gift card that you ain't ever going to use?
No. I had big plans for it.
How much money are you going to get this Sunday?
For Father's Day?
Yeah. Like, what's your expect? You clearly expect to get $105 from the Nets, so I know you're expecting to get something from Faith.
Wifey usually does somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, $100 to $150. Sometimes if I've been extra good, I got some brand. I get $175.
Oh, wow, $175. So you're expecting
$175? Is that high or low for you? How does that compare with what you get?
Oh, okay. This is my first coming up.
Mm.
So I have nothing to compare.
Now, imagine after I just put that IKEA desk together, I'm going to be closer to the 175
right.
level. You know what
and
I'm saying?
I've
been real good dad of late.
You have. And you've been taking CJ to
Taekwondo. Yeah, we just moved up to Orange Belt.
Exactly. So that's, you know, I think it might be a $200 a year, especially with inflation.
Question going to be, have you done enough for Riley to get something that's really, you know, on the map from your wife?
Or absolutely
you just
not
get a tie? It's the first one, so she's really kind of got to do something pretty special, I would think.
Well, I don't even like to set that precedent, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you talking about? You got to set a precedent somewhere. This is a time to honor you potentially,
but I haven't really done anything.
You have to take advantage. This is a new opportunity for you to take advantage of a situation.
But do you feel like,
especially if it's deserved,
it's been 3 months, and you know,
I saw you with that baby by yourself yesterday. Those are scary times early on when it's just you and the babe.
Horrifying.
Uh-huh.
We were 2 hours. It was our longest time alone yet. 2 hours yesterday.
I mean, you need to give yourself more credit. You're that baby's father. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know I am. But you know, it's just like I don't feel like
you had to watch that baby. Nobody else.
I know, but I feel like my wife just does so much more with
her. And John's sweet.
You know,
now, he's learned a lot here early on.
Yeah.
Give her all the credit.
Well, it's true.
Because usually you love to have the credit. Whatever it's on.
I'm not under any kind of false pretense about this. Especially early on, I've read about this. You know, dads can feel a little useless early on because, you know.
Is that how you feel? Get it all out there.
I do.
You feel a little useless right now?
I do.
Ain't you the one taking care of the swimming pool, doing all that stuff?
I mean, not really.
Well, what do you do around the house?
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty useless, bro. Like,
do you hang pictures? Do you put together desks?
We don't have a desk to put together.
Brother, you need some. You got to get some more dad responsibilities.
Well, last night I sanitized the bottles.
You still got an in-law living with you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, once that changes, more your responsibility level will go up.
Very clear.
You've been very lucky. You've been very blessed.
She's never not going to live with us. Okay. For that reason, it's heaven. It's a slice of heaven.
More heaven than hell?
Oh yeah.
Shane told you about how you run in that place?
Not even.
How she don't question it?
No, she's like she
or the dust on top of the doors or
she went to New York this week. My mother-in-law did.
What a blessing.
And it was a very difficult week, but she is coming back with like all kinds of food and meat and gifts and things like that.
Meats and gifts.
Yeah, she is a dream of a mother-in-law. Like my mother-in-law is what men dream about having.
Man, be grateful for that, brother, because it ain't like that with most in-laws.
No question. Yeah, and she doesn't try to tell me what to do.
Hell, I can barely have my mom and my wife in the same room without it feeling tense in there, like we're about to. Like,
oh, really?
Hell yeah.
I'm shocked that you're talking about this publicly.
I talk about it publicly. I think a bunch of folks can relate.
I'm just saying.
It's like, nice my point is be grateful for that. That is a blessing.
Why is it tense with your mom and Faith?
Bro, what are you talking about? It's like when you put two queens in a room. One queen, it says, I'm the queen.
Yeah.
Been watching a lot of Game of Thrones lately.
Yeah, I can
the
tell.
Other one, she believes she's the queen.
Now,
when you're the queen, I'm the queen of my son's heart. No, I'm the queen. Moms don't matter. Once you jump that broom with me, I'm the queen. Like, what are we talking about here?
Now,
who's not feeling me on this?
Who wins? How do you handle that?
The queen of the house wins,
Which is Faith.
Yes.
And so your mom has to take a back seat.
Every dang time. And
wow.
I'm sorry, but it just happens.
This is a hell of a thing to say publicly.
No. It's really not controversial at all. It's a lesson you learn. Married men, if you're still putting mom first over wife, brother, you ain't doing nothing but asking for trouble. Nothing but asking for trouble. Because she's going to look at you as like, I'm supposed to be the most important woman in your life. Your wife
mm-hmm.
is going to be said, of course, mom feels that way. You've always come to her. Mom's always been there for you. But so she feels that way too. But when you are in that wife's home, that queen's home, brother, that's her home. And she is the most important woman in your life. And you better you better reflect that in terms of your actions and how you deal with both of them. So, yeah, it's tense. And I watch my mom go down every time. I'm like, damn, didn't you know better than to get into that fight? Like, mom,
what are they arguing over? What are they fighting about?
It's all about control.
But what are you controlling? What are they trying to wrest control over?
Well, again, it's
like, what is it, like a dish or something? Like a food dish?
It can be small things. Like, what are we having tonight? Are we going out again? You know, and that becomes, or are you cooking? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, is that the way this happens in this household type stuff?
Your mom says that?
On occasion that has happened,
so
yes.
Have you had to have the conversation with your mom, like, yo, please don't get wrong with my wife?
Correct.
You've had to have that conversation?
I mean, multiple.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah. I think, and again, most of the time she gets it. But this is a long way from Bucks Nets game 7, but you do look like you're learning something.
Well, no,
all I want you to take from this is how grateful you should be for that in-law that you love having right now. And now, again, that's different. That's mom and her actual daughter.
Correct.
Okay. That's a little bit different.
It's my mother-in-law.
Right. You know? What about your mom and Sam? See, that then you would get into the sort of dynamic I face when those two. They get along, John,
right.
but it's tense. It's like when you go into the AFC Championship game or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might like the other person on the other side.
But you can feel.
In the end, it's about the.
It's palpable.
It's about who's going to be crowned champion.
You could just feel it in the air.
Who's the real queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And your mom's the Titans.
Oh, brother, the woman you marry better take the front seat. Because I'm telling you what, you're going to be talked about. You're going to be all kinds of thises and thats.
Mm.
If you still putting mom first, she's going to call you a mama's boy to her friends. I guarantee you that.
Well, happy birthday.
More importantly, she's going to treat you like you might not get a Father's Day present.
Happy Father's Day, I should say, to you, Jason. And yes, we're going to Game 7. We are going to Game 7 in Bucks and Nets. And even though the series has not been, the games themselves have not been as dramatic. There have been, like you said,
thank you. There have been moments. There have been one game.
Yeah. You know, I'm happy to get a Game 7. This is one of the best things in sports. You know, win or go home. This is it for both teams.
Well, we're seeing whose will is going to break here.
Yeah.
It's going to be Giannis or KD. You know, it's going to be a clash of wills.
Very, very high stakes. Yeah.
Next story.
Around the NBA, a couple of interesting things that we saw yesterday with some stars. We talked earlier this week about Luka Doncic and the relationship there with the organization in Dallas with Haralabob Vulgaris. He's the shadow general manager, right? Remember The Athletic did the story about that and how it's basically created this big disconnect in the Mavericks front office. Well, everybody else is out. Everybody else except Haralabob is out. Donnie Nelson, the GM, who's been there since basically the beginning.
I'm glad you're clearing this up because I'd heard some stuff that Haralabob was out. He's not. He's
no,
still
he
up
is
in there
definitely
like Will Smith.
Still in.
Yes.
Donnie Nelson is out, and Rick Carlisle is out. This feels like, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm sure you guys do, but this feels like that deal with the Grizzlies in 2014. You remember that? It was like Levian and Stu Lash and all those dudes. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, and everybody, you know, got fired except Chris Wallace. That's kind of how this feels to me. And it's a power struggle, of course. It is funny to me that Mark Cuban came out the day of.
Said BS.
And then everybody got fired, you know, or Rick Carlisle stepped away. You know, clearly Rick Carlisle and Donnie Nelson had a good relationship, and that situation was not
going to. Well, everybody's talking about Carlisle and Luka now that there was some tension there. I mean,
it really is. It's like the Grizzlies went through this exact thing with Jaeger, you know, and Levian and all those front office dudes, and then they got cleaned out and new slate and all that. Chris Wallace was the only man that was left standing. Anyway, it does sort of create this question of, I mean, Luke is going to sign the Supermax, we know that, but are they going to be able to keep him happy? He clearly had a relationship, said it was tough for me to see Donnie Nelson leave. That's going to be worth monitoring to me. Not necessarily for right now, but 2 years down the line, 3 years down the line, definitely going to be something to watch. And then Zion. The Athletic also reported that Zion Williamson's family is not happy.
Already starting.
They are not happy.
Already starting for New Orleans. Going to lose another one.
And then you sort of see the rumblings about New Orleans relocating, right? About how they're the most likely team to relocating. I mean, and you know, it goes as far as to say that, you know, members of his family, you know, they were vocal about their resentment of the team.
You remember how happy he was talking about playing in Madison Square a couple of months ago now?
Yeah.
Oh, me and the Mecca. And like he was beaming like a little kid.
Yep.
The idea of him being in New Orleans for the long haul, it's that no Giannis situation for them. Like he's going to be on the first train out of there that he can eventually. It feels like they're laying the foundation. Obviously, it's David Griffin's job, like to please Zion. And it's just so much, it just feels so much safer and more comfortable being in the boat that we're in right now with Ja Morant and sort of what you've set up already, having given him that taste of the playoffs. You feel like you've hopefully got a couple, maybe one or two special players already with him.
Yep.
And that's Jaren, Dillon, whoever else. You know, you're in such better position right now with him than it feels like that New Orleans is in with Zion. Plus, they've got the history of just failing in these situations anyway. Chris Paul, AD, all of them.
Well, it goes as far to say that Zion was even mad about the trading of J.J. Redick, which, to me, this just feels like he just hates everything about the Pelicans. Like, come on, dude. J.J. Redick, old-ass J.J. Redick. You're mad because they traded J.J. Redick? No. You're mad because you're losing.
And you're in New Orleans.
Exactly. And I don't blame him. Like, I mean, I understand. You don't have any control over where you get drafted, and that's a smaller market, and I don't know what the fan support is like there.
Remember, he hoped to be drafted. He thought that the Knicks were going to get that pick.
Yep. That's right. That's exactly right.
He ain't been able to live that down.
This is going to be Zion's third coach, you know, in 3 years. I mean, these are
thing about to take off?
Things that matter.
Good luck.
Absolutely. These are things that matter. But it's a reminder to be grateful, isn't it? Because, I mean, you can see.
First two stories have been that.
I mean, Luka is a generational talent, and Zion is as well, but the Mavs are just a little further ahead than the Pelicans are. But it goes to show you, like, what the other side can look like. You know, when it's dysfunctional, it can be hard. It can be difficult. And now people are talking about relocating and all that with New Orleans. So, anyway, that was all out there yesterday. Luka and Zion potentially both unhappy in their spots.
Next story.
You see you remember Suns and Four Man?
Yes.
Who ended up doing the whooping, right?
We never talked about that on the show, man. We somehow let that slip.
So that was a Suns fan yelling Suns and Four in Denver back in game three, correct? That's the facts as you know them too? Okay, his name is Nick McKellar. And Devin Booker had seen that video go viral of this man you know, yelling, then having beer thrown on him, then a Denver fan, I mean, from the video evidence, looks like tries to sucker punch him, start the fight up, mm-hmm. and what that ends up leading to is guy who tried to start the fight getting whooped,
mm-hmm.
and Suns in four man whoops him and then screams into the camera, basically Suns in four. Well, of course that made Devin Booker's day, because they do end up doing the sweep, and you see this guy in enemy territory, right, yelling about his pride for the Suns and the fact that he says it's going to be a sweep. And remember, that was in game three. So Booker tweeted Monday he was looking for that fan. And according to this Yahoo story, it was yesterday where Booker found the fan, offered him some tickets to the conference finals that they'll be in, and gave him a signed jersey, if I'm not mistaken. Again, that fan's name was Nick McCullough. Now, we never talked about, and I guess the question would be, was that whooping called for? Because if you saw it, dude, after guy tries to throw the sucker punch, he's down, mm-hmm. and Nick McCullough, Mr. Suns and Four, is giving him a whooping. And I would tell you that in that part, and this is what Nick McCullough has claimed, at that point it's still self-defense. Did he go overboard with it or not? I mean, we can go back and forth on that.
I thought
again,
it was hilarious.
Again, the guy had a beer thrown on him by these folk, by these Denver fans, so he's really just standing his ground. You got to remember, there's Denver fans all around him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was already sort of tense in there as it was, and yeah, the guy that ends up throwing the sucker punch and starting it ends up having it finished by the guy he tried to start the fight with. And I'm not sure there's, you know, some have said, oh, he went too far. That was too much of a beating. Well, I mean, you picked the fight. And you kind of got to go, you know, what you ask for, you're going to get sometimes. And anyway, he got much more than just this Suns and Four guarantee and going viral on this thing. And whether people were laughing at him or whatever else, he now gets tickets to the Western Conference Final, courtesy of Devin Booker.
Yeah, also Barstool partnered up with him. And
I did not see that.
They made shirts. They made Suns and Four shirts, and they're splitting 50% of the revenue with them. I mean, that's pretty damn good come up right there. The Barstool universe, like, those are going to sell. I thought it was
everybody's got 5 minutes of fame, don't they? At least.
Well, that's yeah. That's what you know. You can get it.
You better strike while it's hot.
Yeah.
And
so,
old McCullough's doing that.
Yes, indeed. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jimmy Patsos is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NBA. Obviously, you got Clippers and Jazz tonight. Clippers looking to close it out. We'll get into all that with Jimmy Patsos at 1:25. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been lucky enough to not have to worry about much rain the last couple of weeks, but eventually we will again, and when that happens, you're going to have to think about your roof. If you notice some storm damage, a missing shingle, other things going on with your roof that don't look right, get with our man Chris McCauley, McCauley Roofing and Renovations. He's going to come out, he's going to get on your roof, he's going to tell you what you got going on, and then he's going to start working with your insurance company. He's going to take you out of the process, he'll keep you posted, sit on the sidelines. That's what he did for me about a year ago. Man, it was like the easiest process ever. No stress. Whole roof replaced. Didn't come out of pocket a single dollar. It was incredible. He'll do the same for you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. Throwing a free roofing upgrade.
Yep, because who doesn't like free? So go ahead and call him up. 487-7096. Again, as John said, mention you heard it on J&J. Chris going to hook you up. And you already know you got the best roofing company in town. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. That's going to continue. If we have anything to say about it, you want to do some more homework, go check out all those five-star reviews they've got on Facebook of McCauley Roofing and Renovations. Again, any renovations, questions, concerns, hey, can I do this, this, this? No better person to call than Chris McCauley. So whether it's a roof, whether it's renovations, he's got you covered. He's a Memphian. We love him. He's at your Grizzlies game. He's on Family Feud. He's on top of your roof. He's answering your renovation questions. He does it all. Again, that number, 487-7096. You got a small problem? He's going to tell you you got a small problem. Not going to tell you you need a new roof if you got a small problem. That's what you need in 2021. It's McCully Roofing and Renovation.
Kemba Walker. One other thing that we should have mentioned about the NBA, Kemba Walker's been traded. He's on the move. He is headed to Oklahoma City. Brad Stevens making some moves here.
Godspeed.
In exchange for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and a 2023 second-round pick. Boston also had to throw in a first-rounder in this upcoming draft. So now Oklahoma City has, I believe, 8,000 picks.
Oh, you're a funny man. Yes, it's that could be four if the Houston spot drops to fifth or below. Then OKC gets their pick too and would potentially have four first-rounders, John. Mm-hmm. I mean, Presti is absolutely loaded.
OKC has 36 picks in the next seven drafts, okay?
Are you joking?
Again, no, that is true.
Okay, that part's real. I know that right now they got 4, 16, 18. Again, these are slotted. That 4 could jump up to 1 for all we know. I think there's 11% chance of something like that. The lottery, remember, guys, is next week, if I'm not mistaken. But right now it's slotted 4, 16, 18 that they've got. They've also got in the second round 35, 36, and 55. Mm. Like, they're loaded. And listen, it's not like the cupboard is bare, because I tell you that Gilgeous Alexander is a hell of a player. And remember, at one point, they were competitive this season, so much so that they had to put the brakes on it. Stop playing Horford. You know, guys, remember, we need to be tanking these games so we can get the best pick possible. But it's not just a deal where, hey, it's Sam Presti piling up more picks and they never pull. They've already got some young talent there. And you got to love what they're – you know, you get all these first-round picks, you're going to be able to maneuver everywhere, maybe do whatever you want in that first round. So, for them, it's what they've done. They always – you know, they take guys, big contracts, then flip them.
Right.
They'll do that. They'll flip Kemba again later on down the road because he's got two more at $73 million, got the player option for the second year. But they can flip him after, as they say, rehabbing him. And, man, it's just a good deal for Sam Presti. Now, the other side of it for Boston – telling Jeff this morning, if you watch them, they had to get rid of Kemba. Like,
oh yeah,
that doesn't work with him and with Tatum and Jaylen Brown and right. Kemba Walker shooting 42% from the field. It doesn't get it done, particularly at that price,
mm-hmm.
having to pay him $73 million over the next 2 years. So you had to get off of it. You look and you say, well, you gave up a pick too. What's that 16? One spot before the Grizzlies pick.
Yep.
But they also, John, that kid they got back. Yeah, the Moses Brown kid.
Yeah,
he averaged 9 and 9 last year in his first year, and he had some big games for him. So I'm sure they're saying, well, in this case, we're getting a player back in this kid that may have some potential here mm-hmm. that we might not get with the 16 pick. Like we, you know. And again, I'm not telling you Moses Brown will be a star or even a starting caliber takeover center, but he is athletic. He averaged 9 and 9 last year for OKC. Like, you can look at that for Boston and say, well, listen, this is possibly something better than we would have gotten at 16.
Moses Brown, for a lot of people who may not
know. Didn't
he
have like a 23-20 or something?
Oh, yeah. He was the guy who, there's a famous gif when he was at UCLA.
Okay, I don't remember this, so you're schooling me.
Where he's got his head down.
Yeah.
And his teammate comes up and he forces his chin up. He forces it up, like, keep your head up. It's like it's a famous gif. It's a famous, like, people tweet it all the, like, that's the guy.
He's 7'2".
Yeah,
as well.
Moses Brown is that guy in that gif. A little trivia for you there. I would have rather, if I could have, held on to 16. That's just me. Like, I get to, you know, pick a player of my own.
Yeah. But is there a guarantee it's going to be better than 9 and 9, what you get at 16?
Well, there's certainly
no
guarantee.
With a little bit of upside?
There's no guarantee of that, but there's also a chance that it could be better than Moses Brown. I mean, Moses Brown is not the end-all, be-all.
I just said that.
You know,
but he's got some potential.
Well, certainly somebody you would draft at 16 would have some potential, hopefully, as
well.
Not
to mention, you got him on a rookie deal, you're fine.
But the problem is they couldn't have gotten the deal done without the first-round pick. That's
they had to get off of Kemba.
Our man Yoda says this is the first step in Kemba Walker playing for the New York Knicks. That's what he thinks is coming. Well, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense to me.
I'm just going to tell you this. Kemba Walker, lifetime 42% shooter, just like he was for Boston last year. And you tell me where he's affected winning. Whether that's back in Charlotte.
Yeah, those Charlotte teams were just not very good.
Man, give me a break. And it got up to what, 25 points per game in 2018-19. He's an all-star, had done that. He's done that 4 out of the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to being a piece of a major winning outfit, wasn't working with the Celtics.
Yep.
Right? With Tatum and with Jaylen Brown. And listen, that 25 going to 20 to 19. So you can't tell me now 10 years in that you're going to – all of a sudden he's going to go to the Knicks and become the guy, the piece you need next to Julius Randle, and all the, and they're taking off, you know, from the spot that they're in, you know, close to right now. Whenever you do end it up, if this ends up with him in New York some kind of way down the road. I've never looked at Kemba as a winning piece and something you've got to have that completes it. That's just been my opinion of him. Score, you know, had a great run in college.
Mm-hmm.
And guys who's going to take a lot of shots and only going to connect on 42% of them.
Yeah. Well, that's what went down in the NBA this morning. Kemba Walker is on the move. He's headed to Oklahoma City, and then we'll see what happens there. They usually do a good job working with those kinds of guys there. I mean, he ain't part of the future there. They're clearly in a youth movement, so they'll figure something out for him. And maybe he ends up with the New York Knicks. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jimmy Patsos is going to join us at 1:25. Get into all of this with him and more. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We started this week giving me stuff, giving me crap for my quarterback.
Yeah, he's a loser.
And his unwavering commitment. I mean, don't you honestly think at the end of the day that it should be applauded, his commitment? It's that type of loyalty you don't see in sports anymore.
I mean, it's so irrelevant, Carr and the Raiders, that you shouldn't even ask Coach Ryan Silverfield about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's beneath him.
Because
mm-hmm. you're talking about some straight garbage.
It's not that bad.
I was embarrassed when you asked the coach of Memphis football, who's got plenty on his plate. Now, I know y'all got a great relationship. Still, even with that great relationship, ain't no excuse for asking about Raiders. Like he told you, who cares? He's still the quarterback.
Everybody knows he's the quarterback, brother.
Losingest we've ever seen first 7 years of a career.
What people don't know is who is going to be your quarterback.
Oh, I see what you did.
I thought we did. I thought we knew. We traded up. We drafted 11. We got our man Justin Fields. What?
Why are you saying we?
A serendipitous development.
Ain't no room on this bandwagon for a Raider fan.
You seen, isn't there a movie called Serendipity?
I believe there is.
Is it Julia Roberts?
I don't know.
Well,
is it from the 90s?
I think so.
2001, see? Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting out of my range.
Is it Julia, though?
No, it's not. It's Kate Beckinsale.
You're terrible with those, so let me stick to the movie
reference. Same
difference,
really, when you break it all down. Anyway, it was a serendipitous development that you got Justin Fields at 11.
The Chicago Bears.
And you're gonna blow your blessing. You're going to blow your blessing because it sounds like Andy Dalton is going to be your quarterback next season.
This season.
I mean, what's the point? Hey,
football about to start up. We're less than 90 days out, aren't we?
What's the point, man? Andy Dalton ain't going to do nothing for y'all. Y'all ain't no winners. Y'all ain't going to the playoffs again. The only reason you went last year is because your friggin' conference was trash once you got past the top. I mean, so y'all ain't going back with Andy Dalton. And y'all play on the Nickelodeon game anyway, so were you really in the playoffs?
No, that thing was highly rated, and others are trying to emulate it.
Y'all
now,
still,
okay?
I mean,
you're still talking about that Nickelodeon game.
Jimmy Graham said,
like it was a joke.
When he caught that touchdown, that dude could not even wait to get off the field. He said, I want no parts of this cartoon, stupid game.
Let me tell you something. In a couple of years, Justin Fields is going to be on the cover of that Madden.
The Chicago Bears.
That's right, BC.
Well, it is true. Y'all have never had a good quarterback, and so it would certainly be.
It's time.
Yeah.
And listen.
And the Raiders have had good quarterbacks in the past.
Everybody's overreacting to the story about they're going to start with Dalton and I saw maybe not even play Justin Fields in the first season. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you listen to this show, if you pay any attention to the Chicago Bears, either one, you know that Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, both the coach and the general, on the hot seat. They can't go a full year in Chicago without the whole city marching them right out of their offices without playing Justin Fields. That doesn't save them.
Yeah.
What saves them is the future. Not Andy Dalton trying to hold it up for a year, win as much as you can for Andy Dalton. And as much as I'd like to say it because I liked what happened with Mahomes, right? You sit behind Alex Smith and it all looks good. You wait for a year and then you're ready. The Bears aren't in that position with their GM and with their coach. They gotta show that there's a future to keep their jobs. And that future, ladies and gentlemen, resides with how good Justin Fields is going to be. So if you sit there for a year playing Andy Dalton to go, what, 17-game season, you're going to go, what, 9-8?
Yep.
You're going to go 8-9, whatever it is. You're going to sit there and you're going to miss out on the quarterback that you drafted because it'll be the next two guys, mm-hmm. GM and coach, who will actually get to see what Justin Fields is going to be. That it'd be ridiculous. So rest assured, back to the point, they're going to play him because their futures depend on it.
But he won't be good enough to save them, though, not as a rookie.
You know, the more and more I think about it, and at first I was in that, man, sit him as long as you can because our offensive line, like you don't have the pieces for him to be to succeed at a high, high level around him.
Didn't y'all cut a tackle, like a good tackle?
Yeah, but we went out, a highly paid tackle, but we went out in the draft and added two big dudes.
Tevin Jenkins, that we think
are going to be good for this team. But back to the point, while I was there early, let Justin, much time as he would, let him watch so he doesn't go out there and get killed. Use Andy more as a sacrificial lamb behind a team that's not ready. You know, I was listening to Mikovich this morning and others who have said this. Well, they have a decent defense, right? And you know your weakness right now is offensive line. You realize that you're not going to Joe Burrow this kid to a point where he's just dropping back every time, throwing it, and getting killed. You run some stuff. Get him out on the edges, that kind of thing. But protect him in a way that, okay, you start the development on the field. And possibly, if he's as good as everybody's saying he is and from camp and all that kind of stuff, then he develops as he goes and maybe gives you a chance. Tannenbaum brought up the fact that Sanchez, in his rookie season, you remember this? He went to the AFC Championship game. Why? Because they had a good defense, and they didn't say, Sanchez, go out and win us, you know, go take us to the AFC Championship. No, it was on the rest of the team.
Right.
And yes, that didn't work out well for Mark Sanchez after that initial success.
Yep.
But Bears got a good D. You got to play him anyway to save your jobs. So go out there and put together an offensive system that ain't going to get him killed and try to go ahead and, you know, start with it as early as possible. Andy Dalton going to start the season, but at some point Justin Fields going to be in there, and he represents whatever you're going to be.
Well,
you're the ones that drafted him, brought him in. So you know, the onus is on you to get him in there as soon as possible,
but quite frankly. Who is the last quarterback? Like, if
I mean, Burrow goes right in there.
Justin Herbert was not good enough to save Anthony Lynn. And so,
dude, Anthony Lynn cost them some of those games down the stretch with decision making.
I know, but
like as much as I'd love to Lynn still have that gig, he cost himself.
Justin Fields is not going to be good enough to save your coach, which you're going to like. You're going to enjoy that, you know. And so I would, The only thing I would...
I wouldn't be mad at that either. He gets out there, gets well, the early...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.